David, that was a great effort, wasn't it? How do you feel?
Immense pride of the football club and for the girls as well. It's something we've built from. Obviously, everyone knows we had a disappointing last season, and that's not Birmingham City. That's not our ladies' team. We're up there with the big four. Yes, we don't have the resources and money, but we can go toe-to-toe with anyone. Man City, they've blown everybody away this year. When they're not quite on it, they run teams, they bully them, they physically impose themselves. They didn't do that to us today. We took them right to the end, and you could see the nerves really settling in towards the end of normal time.
He had a great game plan and it very nearly worked, didn't it?
That's it. I mean, that's what we'll always pride ourselves on. Technically, obviously, there are differences within players and money can buy you that. But tactically, people won't outdo us. And physically, we just had to make sure we were right on the day, because mentally, you can see how tough our girls are.
And the goal, just a really unfortunate moment, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And that's what big games come down to. Little moments, set pieces. And we preach that massively. And you saw it's come down to two corners. Not on the 90th minute for us, and Man City are wobbling, and obviously in the 105th minute, and we're just trying to weather it, and that's been the difference today. Those two moments have really swung the game.
And yeah, Ann-Kathrin Berger made some fantastic saves for you, didn't she?
She is. She's a top player. When I brought her to this football club from PSG, she's played at Potsdam. She's done the lot, absolutely a lot, and she's a big game player, and now obviously she'll get the accolade she deserves within England now. People abroad know how good she is, and for her to do that today, full credit to her, but got to commend 1-18, the subs who have been on there, the girls and not made the squad. It's been a real group effort this year, and they've took us this far.
And you were in the huddle as usual at the final whistle. What was, broadly speaking, the message that you were giving there?
It was just immense pride. Learn from today, because we're going to be back. We'll be back in more finals. We'll win. We'll get there. It's a young group, so much more potential within this. We're going places. We really are, and they'll learn from this. And when we get back on another occasion like this, hopefully it's at Wembley in May, on there, and we'll learn from those occasions and we'll be better for it, and those little things won't happen, and we'll be able to capitalise at the other end.